From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. As the presidential candidates debated last night, U.S. forces led an offensive against Iraqi insurgents in a stronghold north of Baghdad. And more fighting was reported today in Sadr City, a neighborhood in the Iraqi capital. Iraq dominates the political news here at home as well. In the first of three scheduled debates, last night's was in Miami and devoted to foreign policy, President George W. Bush and Senator John Kerry sparred over the best course for bringing peace to Iraq, the dangers of nuclear proliferation, and who could best lead the nation in the war on terror. Throughout the evening, each candidate focused on what they see as their opponent's key weakness. John Kerry stressed that the president repeatedly misled the American people during the run-up to the war in Iraq.
He misled the American people in his speech when he said, "We will plan carefully." They obviously didn't. He misled the American people when he said, "We'd go to war as a last resort." We did not go as a last resort. And most Americans know the difference. Now, this has cost us deeply in the world. I believe that it is important to tell the truth to the American people.
President Bush repeatedly portrayed John Kerry as vacillating between positions and contrasted that with his own behavior, which he characterized as consistent and steadfast. And he directly challenged Kerry, saying the senator has been consistently inconsistent.
I think what is misleading is to say you can lead and succeed in Iraq if you keep changing your positions on this war, and he has. As the politics change, his positions change. And that's not how a commander-in-chief acts. Let me finish. The intelligence I looked at was the same intelligence my opponent looked at. It's the very same intelligence. And when I stood up there and spoke to the Congress, I was speaking off the same intelligence he looked at to make his decision to support the authorization of force.